Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Such an honor to be in the house of the Lord. I just leaned over to your pastor and Brother Grant, and I told him I really appreciate his friendship. And it's great to have real people in your life. Real people. And again, I just want to take a moment and sincerely thank and express my deep appreciation for this invitation to come. I know that you could have found a lot of people, and unfortunately, they did turn you down, and you had to come to me. So I do still want to thank you for this opportunity to come. And so I don't take it lightly, even though you did. I do not. So I was kicking around the idea. What are we looking for here? You know, we come to honor them, and you know, what kind of sermon title, what should I look for here? So I put pen to paper and kind of wrote a few things down. I threw a few things out. I prayed over a few things and, you know, just trying to. So I come with a few that I thought maybe this is what God was looking for. You've got to know when to hold them and when to fold them, the retirement edition. And I thought, well, maybe that won't work. So then I went to From the Altar to the Asphalt, Roy's Off-Road Ministry, now leading revivals from the Jeep Wrangler. So then I'm not sure how they'll take that. So I thought, well, what about Jeeping for Jesus, the final sermon? It's got the bonus trail mix edition. Should I went with any of these? So that, what about if I went with, you know, something more biblical? So I thought, I have run the race right into a KOA, 2 Timothy 4 and 7, the RV Park edition. All right, I need to get going. But then I thought, what about trading sermon notes for roadmaps? And then, so I just settled on this one. On the seventh day, God rested, and so did Roy permanently. Oh, we serve a good God, and I just, I'm so glad. Aren't you glad to have fun in church? Amen. But today we honor a man, and I'm going to use my scripture text from Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which he hath showed toward his name. He has showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Today we honor a man who has loved like a father, served like a humble shepherd, endured like a soldier on the front lines, and remained like a faithful son who never lost sight of his father's house. His life has been quite a testimony, a steady flame of commitment, humility, and unwavering devotion to the kingdom of God. As we reflect on the years of their pastoral service that Brother and Sister Grant have given, I'm reminded of a story of Charles Plum. Charles Plum was a Navy jet fighter pilot in Vietnam. He had flown 74 successful combat missions over North Vietnam during the Vietnam War. On his 75th mission, just 5 days before he was scheduled to return home, his F-4 jet was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. He ejected and parachuted into the enemy territory where he was captured and spent nearly 6 years. He was there as a prisoner of war in the North Vietnamese prison camps. After his release in 1973, Captain Plum, while eating at a restaurant, a man recognized him and said, "You're Plum, aren't you? You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk." Plum asked in amazement, how do you know that? The man responded, "Because I packed your parachute." Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man shook Plum's hand and said, "I guess it worked." And Plum assured him that it did. He said, "If your chute hadn't worked, I wouldn't be here today." That night, Plum couldn't sleep, and he kept thinking about that man. Plum says, "I kept wondering what he might have looked like in a Navy uniform. I wonder how many times I may have passed him and seen him and not even said good morning or how are you doing or anything." That moment stuck with Charles Plum, and he began to realize something very important. He had survived because someone he had never seen or even noticed, someone working in the unseen corners of a ship, had done his job with excellence and care. A man he may have passed without even saying a word. In fact, this man was the reason that Plum was still alive. There may be many who stand in pulpits and many who have received applause and they look for notice and times to be recognized. But in the trenches and in the quiet, often unseen, uncelebrated labor of visiting the sick, comforting the hurting, counseling the struggle, and equipping the saints, Pastor Roy and Lois Grant packed many parachutes. In 2 Timothy 4 and 7, Paul said, "I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith." This is a testimony of a man who stayed the course, not for applause, but out of obedience. Not to be seen, but to serve. How many parachutes have Brother and Sister Grant packed over the years? How many people are still in the faith, still standing, still spiritually breathing? How many have been strengthened by a timely word or a sermon? Because they were in the unknown corners, unseen, packing parachutes. Galatians 6 and 9 tells us not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. I imagine the countless nights, the days when the labor was heavy, when the results were not immediate, when the burden was very great, but you kept packing parachutes. And while we recognize your years of pastoral ministry today, understand this, the fruit of your labor is eternal. We may never know this side of heaven just how many people have been impacted because of your faithful service. But God sees and God knows. Hebrews 6 and 10 reminds us of this. It emphasizes God's faithfulness and his justice, assuring that your work and those of us who work faithfully, who are motivated by love, they will not be forgotten. God sees both the deeds and the underlying love that inspires them to move on. God does not forget the person who labored when others rested. God does not forget the one who gave when others withheld. Those who stayed when others walked away. In a world that celebrates the spotlight, we thank God today for a man and his wife who served together in the trenches. They did not do it to be recognized, but for the love of the kingdom, who knew the value of the souls around them, who was willing to be spent and to spend everything for them. Brother and Sister Grant, we honor you not only for all that you have done, but even more for who you are. You have been a faithful shepherd, tending the flock with love, patience, unwavering commitment. You have been a man of God, standing firm in truth, leading with humility, and serving with a heart surrendered to the call. You, my friend, are a parachute packer. Quietly, consistently preparing others for battle. Your efforts, they have not gone unnoticed. Your long nights may have seemed unseen. Your burdens that you bore in silence. But God has watched every fold with care, every knot that you tied, every prayer that you whispered, every seed that you planted in souls. Heaven has it all recorded. And today, though our words may seem small, we speak with our hearts, overflowing with gratitude. And today, we thank and honor you. And as we honor the labor of Pastor Roy and Lois Grant, we cannot let this moment pass without allowing it to challenge and to change us. The life that we honor today is not just an example to admire. It is a call to action. It reminds us that faithfulness and humility still matter in the kingdom of God. I'm not sure if this is on. Faithfulness and humility still matter in the kingdom of God. In Luke 10 and 37, Jesus said unto him, "Go and do thou likewise." What was Jesus doing when he spoke those words? What was he doing when he said, "Go and do thou likewise"? He had just finished telling a story, a parable of the Good Samaritan. A lawyer had come to Jesus to test him, asking, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What do I do?" Jesus turned the question back to him and said, What is written in the law? What does the law say?" The lawyer began to answer him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And the man, seeking yet to justify, to really kind of get down to it, to justify himself and what he was about, asked, "Then who is my neighbor?" In response, Jesus began to tell a parable of a man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves who stripped him and wounded him and left him half dead. A priest came by and saw him, and he just kind of passed by on the other side. A Levite came by, and he did the same. He passed by on the other side. But the Samaritan, someone considered as an outcast, an outsider, to someone who was despised by the Jews, this man, he had compassion. He went down into the ditch where he was. He bound up his wounds and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and he cared for him, and he paid the innkeeper to take care of him. And he said, "If there's anything else, when I come back, I will take care of the charge." Jesus finished the story and he turned to the man and asked him, which of these do you think is a neighbor? Which of these was neighbor to those who fell among the thieves? I could imagine the lawyer swallowing very hard and very dry. How do I answer this question? And he responded by saying, the one who showed mercy on him. And to that, Jesus said, go and do thou likewise. Go and do thou likewise. Jesus is showing all of us that true faith and true believing is not just proven by our titles that we hold, by our traditions that we hold on to, by our appearances, or even by the knowledge that we retain of Scripture. True kingdom work is shown out of mercy. It's shown by compassion. It's seen by a need and responding to something out of love. Even when it costs you something, even when it's not convenient, even when it's uncomfortable, go and do ye likewise. It is a call to live out the love of God in action. It is a call to live out the love of God in action and not just in words. Bind up the wounded. Lift up the fallen. Care for the unnoticed. To do what others just might walk by and pass by. Do something with what God has given you. Church, I'm here to tell you that we cannot leave the wounded in the ditch. We cannot leave the wounded in the ditch. We cannot jump to assumption that they landed in the ditch by themselves. The Bible says that something overpowered them and something controlled them and something caused them to go into that ditch. This story, the man didn't go there by himself. We need to not judge people by their appearance, but we need to do it with love and with compassion and with mercy. We need to pack a parachute for somebody. Don't walk by the ditch. I wonder how many of us in here have, Brother and Sister Grant, walked into the ditch to pull you out of. Go and do thou likewise. Go and do thou likewise. This is the kind of life that your pastor and his wife have lived. They lived a life of mercy. They lived a life of compassion, a life of faithful service. They were willing to spend and to be spent for the kingdom of God. Maybe, again, I will say, you were someone they helped out of the ditch. Now it's your turn. Go and do likewise. Let's not simply celebrate their example. But let us hear the voice of God here this morning, calling us to a deeper love, to serve with a little bit more humility, to give of yourself a little bit more freely. Go and do ye likewise. Go pack a parachute for someone, something that will enable them that when they are, quote unquote, shot down by the enemy, they can land safely. They can make their way back to the kingdom of God. They can make their way back through the doors of the church. You see, church, this isn't just a story about a pilot and a sailor. This is really a picture of the body of Christ. How each member supplies, how each one in their service matters. How every role, no matter how visible or invisible it is, it has eternal significance. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 22, it says, "Yea, nay, much more though are those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary." We see here the vital importance of all of the members of the church, even those who feel less prominent, they don't have the influence that others have. Maybe they don't have the knowledge that others have. But I'm here to tell you, don't belittle yourself like that. You are a child of the Most High God, and you have purpose in the body of Christ. The scripture emphasizes that every individual, regardless of their strength and their ability, their weakness, whatever you may put in there of your own self, has a unique and essential role to play in the body of Christ. Church, his name was not known who packed that parachute. Let me say it again. His name was not known who packed that parachute, but his hands saved the lives of somebody because he was willing to serve and pack a parachute. Your name may not be known, but your hands on somebody's life will be known. Again, it has already been said that Pastor Grant has not only packed parachutes, but I believe he has also taught you how to pack some parachutes. Would you say amen to that? He's done it through his preaching, his example, his faithfulness. He has handed us the tools and the truths and the wisdoms. And now we must ask, what are we going to do with what we learned? Paul reminded Timothy, he says, "The things that you have learned of me among many witnesses," he said, "the same commit thou to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." It just keeps going. It just keeps going. I tease my mom every once in a while. I told her, "You were completely out of God's will when you were raising me. You always told me to sit down and shut up, but look, God wants me to stand up and say something." And I was just thinking, not to embarrass your new pastor, but I was just thinking, I wonder how many times he was told to sit down and shut up and wonder what he would ever amount to. But look at, somebody packed some things into his life. Don't be critical. You hear me? And I don't know. I'm just saying, don't be critical to anybody, because what you can be, instead of being critical, you can be a hand that encourages and that helps and that packs some things into their life. This world, we have too many people that are destroying and tearing down. We got too many things that take away life and the meaning of it. The church doesn't need to add to that. The church needs to add value. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of the..." We need to get kingdom-minded again. So Paul was telling Timothy, this is what it's going to take. You need to equip others so they could carry on. This is not the end of a ministry, but this, my friend, is the multiplication of one. It's not the end, but it's the multiplication. The mantle has not fallen on just one, but it has fallen on many. Those who are willing to pick it up, those who are willing to live after their examples, Those who are willing to pack parachutes in the trenches when they're not necessary, known and seen. You heard your new pastor, Pastor Sandin, talk many times, some things I did not even know they did. They were packing a lot of parachutes and people didn't know it. Because we don't do it for applause. We do it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So now time, church, for you to take up that mantle. Not in title, but in action. Not everyone will preach, but we all can serve. We all can pray. We all can reach. We all can pack a parachute. You may never stand behind a pulpit. You may never preach a sermon. You may never lead a ministry in a crowd. But something you can do is you can influence somebody's spiritual life. Because you packed their parachute. Your kindness, your faithfulness, you being behind the scenes. There's a young person watching you right now, watching how your walk with God goes, watching how you talk. There's a very weary saint out there being held up by your intercession, by your prayer. There's a new believer out there that needs somebody to come by them and to strengthen them and to walk with them and to get down into the ditches with them and show them a way out. Every word of encouragement, every hand extended, every lesson that is taught, every tear that you shed in prayer, these are parachutes that are being packed with care, holding eternal value. So while we honor this man and his wife today who has packed so many parachutes throughout the years, we must ask ourselves, who is depending on me? Who will make it because I stood in the gap? Who will rise above because I lifted them in prayer? There are no small roles. I will say that again. There are no small roles. But what they are only surrendered hearts. Only surrendered hearts. So let's pack a parachute. Let's love without limits. Let's give without condition. Let's pack a parachute for the next generation. For the next prodigal who will find his way home. Pack a parachute for the wounded heart who doesn't know yet or hasn't found that healing yet. Let us not be content to just sit in the comfort of what was handed to us. I ask the music team to come. Let us not be content to just sit in the comfort of what was handed to us. Church, hear me today. I love Pastor Grant and his wife. I told you in 2017 we got connected. And almost like last night, but we decided we were going to go to bed instead of staying up all night. But that first night we got connected in his RV, we talked until the sun came up. It was a camp work week. And it forged a relationship that I have come to not only love and respect, but I have come to value it. I've come to value it. I think without being embarrassing, I want to say there was a time I was sitting in my office and I was just doing some things and all of a sudden I just felt this urge. I picked up my phone and I called my friend, Brother Grant. This was a few years ago. I called him on the phone. I don't even know if I got to say hi. I don't know if I even got to say hello or nothing. But what I do remember of that conversation, I remember you saying to me, "You have no idea what this phone call means. I was just telling God, if you can hear me, have somebody call me." I didn't realize that I was packing something for you, my friend. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Church, what are we going to do with what we have learned? Let us not be content, but let us stand, rise up in the responsibility. Stand with me. Let us rise up in this responsibility, what it now has been given to us. I'm asking you, would you be open to answering the call that is being placed upon your heart right now? Would you be willing to pack a parachute for somebody? Would you be willing to take, not only just see it as an example and applaud their efforts, but to pick up and say, "Hey, you've invested in my life. I'm going to now invest in someone else's life." May you be someone who answers that call. And let me take it a little bit further. May this be the church that builds upon the foundation that has been laid of putting others first and themselves last. Can we just pause for a moment? I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. Can we just pause?